عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمدي، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرمي، عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمدي، لسيد دروش شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer and master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has given us the wealth of Iman. May Allah ta'ala protect our Iman, keep us with Iman, die with Iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman. This is a dynamic quality to have the wealth of Iman. In the world we may not appreciate it, but in the Qabr we will appreciate the value of this Iman. The kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our hearts. And one saint said it beautifully, Qalbul mu'min arshur rahman. The heart of a believer, genuine Muslim, genuine believer, is connected to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qalbul mu'min arshur rahman. That is the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is embedded in that heart of that believer. And that heart is connected to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on which is inscribed La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the passport to entry into Jannah. This is the foundation of Islam and Iman. All other pillars of Islam is based on Iman. And we have a passport to travel to, say, Saudi Arabia, but we require a visa. When we have our ticket, we have the passport, which is the kalima now. We have the passport, then we require the visa to enter that country. Or if we're traveling to several countries, we need several visas. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this passport, which is the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the visas to enter Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified with salat and zakat and fasting and hajj and other ibadat. Then it is the mercy of Allah, we are now in the month of Sha'ban. Between Rajab and the month of Ramadan is the month of Sha'ban, and Nabi sallallahu ta'ala has attributed the month of Sha'ban to himself. So the dua which Nabi sallallahu ta'ala made at the time of Rajab, he said, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab as well as Sha'ban, and make it easy for us to reach the month of Ramadan with your mercies and blessings. I have 3 points to say. Something about Iman, something about Amal bi Ma'roof Nahi anil Munkar, and the final one is death on Iman. Husnul Khatima. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to mind, we will share. The value of this Iman, I told you initially we will appreciate in the Qabr. How powerful is this Iman in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam is traveling in the Buraq with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam from Makkah al-Mukarramah. and proceeding towards Al-Quds, Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Masjid Al-Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate Masjid Al-Aqsa, emancipate it for the believers, and bring it in the hands of the believers. We should make dua for the people of Palestine and liberation of Masjid Al-Aqsa, and also make ziyarat of that masjid. Like how we visit Haramain Sharifain, we should visit Masjid Al-Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a visit to all these Mubarak places. It is said that the speed they were traveling, faster than lightning. But Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam questioned Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that I have a beautiful aroma and a smell coming through. Is this already Jannat? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam looked down. He said, no, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasalam, ya Rasulullah, this is the smell emanating from the qabr of a mu'mina who became a mu'mina on the hands of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And she said, la ilaha illallah Musa kalimullah. Showing the power of that iman this woman had. That in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah only knows how much of iman a person has. And what value it is. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that, tell me what good thing she did. She said that she was steadfast on that iman. She upheld that iman till her dying moments and died with iman. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that smell emanating to the seventh heavens also. If our iman is strong, our iman is built on, it is not only la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, iqrarun bil lisan wa tasdiqun bil qalb, the firm affection from the heart, and also conviction from the heart. وَأَعْمَالٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ, it is the actions, outward actions from our parts of the body. This is iman. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in said, تَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِيمَانِ ثُمَّ تَعَلَّمْنَا الْقُرْآنِ. We learnt iman. From who we gonna learn iman? My Shaykh and Murshid, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Aftar Sahab Damar Barakatuhum, make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him long life, good health, and spread his shadows over us for a long time. He said that kebab milta hai kebab walo ke paas. If you want kebab, you go to the kebab wala. You want mithai, mithai milta hai mithai walo ke paas. You want fruit, you go to the fruiterer. Allah milta hai Allah walo ke paas. You will want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then go to the Allah walas, the wali Allahs. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one can become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we all are reciters of the kalima. We all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in death and life after death. But how much is that in iman increasing or decreasing? In Bukhari Sharif it is stated, Al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. If a mu'min, a believer performs a'mal salihah, good actions, then that iman increases. And he performs a'mal qabiha, evil actions, sinful actions, unlawful actions, then the iman decreases. So much so that such a'mal he performs, that the iman virtually lifts himself from that body. May Allah protect us. When he commits major crimes, when he involves himself in actions of haram, when he forgets about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supremacy, and Allah being omnipresent and omniscient, and Allah is watching him, then he involves himself lower than animals. He becomes shaitan. And then for that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that iman is lifted from his body. May Allah forgive us and save us. One example is zina. That if a person involves himself in adultery and fornication, then that iman lifts that person while he's in that act. We don't know whether he's going to return 100%, 60% or 20%, or no iman is going to come back. And be careful of the tongue. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said that I saw when I visited Jannah. He said two things. That the entry into Jannah, I saw my people going into Jannah because of taqwa Allah, the fear of Allah, Allah consciousness, and husnul khulq, good character, good morals and ethics. And when I entered Jahannam, I had seen my people, my ummah is there. Because of two things. Al-ajwafan. They were neglectful of their tongue. and also the private parts. These two things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw who the ummati is of his followers in Jahannam, and how much he was careful and he cried about them. Till his dying moments he said, Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati. On the day of Qiyamah he will be saying this also, Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati. When every Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will be saying, Ya Rabbi nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself, he will be saying, Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. So Iman is something that is to be treasured and looked after. No father can look after it. Each and individual person has to look after it. And we have to keep the company of the pious to protect that Iman. Work on that Iman. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said, Jaddidu imanakum bi dhikri la ilaha illallah. Keep on renewing, refreshing your Iman with the dhikr of la ilaha illallah. Not merely uttering la ilaha illallah is sufficient, but the performance of good actions with this part of the body which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this machine, for His ibadat, and for which we are accountable for every breath that we breathe. Every second this body is spent on this earth, we will be accountable for. Every limb and body and cell that we have in our system, we are going to be accountable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take us for task. May Allah help us on the day of Qiyamah and without reckoning take us into Jannah. But brothers, we have to protect this Iman. And how are we going to protect this Iman? With the order of Allah, of Amar bin Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Everyone is a shepherd and will be questioned about his flock. And Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said, Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi. If you see an evil, stop it with your hand. Fa illam yastati' fa bilisani. If you cannot, then stop it with your speech. Speak out against it. Fa illam yastati' fa biqalbi. وَذَٰلِكَ عَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. This is the weak form of Iman, the low form of Iman that a person can do. At least feel bad. Don't hate that person if he committed a sin. Hate that crime. Make dua for that person and go and pull him out from there. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn in Islamic history, whether it was the Munafiqeen, whether it was the Jews and the Christians, whether it was Majusi or any other religion, how much of shafaqat, how much of love, how much of mercy he showed to them. At one time, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with a big group of malaika, that, O Nabi of Allah, permit me, I will crush the people between these two mountains. He said, I have been said, Lam ab'athu la'anan, innama ab'athu. Allah Ta'ala sent me rahmatan lil alameen, as a harbinger of mercy for the worlds. Aren't we fortunate that we are ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Another glad tidings came from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna hadhi ummatun marhumah, laysa adabuha fi dunya, fi al-akhirah. إن عذابها في الآخرة في الدنيا الزلازل والفتن والقتل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That this ummah of mine will be saved from that adab which came to the people of the previous nations because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There won't be such adab for them in this world and the hereafter. But they will have fitnas as an adab, as a punishment on them. Trials and tribulations and testing. والزلازل, earthquakes coming. And prior to Qiyamah, you will find earthquakes within days. One great one will come in the east, another one in the west, and one in the center, and then you will see Qiyamah coming. May Allah save us. And qatl, murder, slaughter, manslaughter, euthanasia, all these things will be order of the day, and what is happening today. Never in the history of South Africa, or in the world, we have found that murder every minute, rape every minute, killing and thief and stealing every minute. Allah Ta'ala is testing this ummah particularly. But brothers, Allah Ta'ala said in that ayat I have said initially, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall be tested with death. Wa nabluukum bisharri wal khayri fitna. You will be involved in either good or bad. Wa ilayna turja'oon. We are going to return to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has shown us من أمر بالمعروف ونهى عن المنكر فهو خليفة الله في الأرض وخليفة رسوله وخليفة كتابه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That whoever enjoins what is right and prohibits what is evil, فهو خليفة الله في الأرض. We are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his earth. And a deputy of Allah on this earth, not only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a deputy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the deputy of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran and Majid, which is our constitution and law. There is a big conference taking place in Durban. Brothers, if all those dignitaries and all those people who came here, the heads of states, don't do their duty when they go back. One person, an alim, has said, the baate se baate paida hote hai. But one conference will be another conference next year. But kuch kar lo. Kalamullah se kuch hasil karke kar lo. Obtain from the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do something. Otherwise we'll keep on talking and they'll go back to their country. They'll say, we discussed this, but no action will come into place. And their life will die and somebody else will come in. And that person will die and qiyamah will come away. The work won't be done. So I've heard from one alim, har kaam kaam nahi, nabi ka kaam kaam hai. If we say that we got this duty and I got this work, this is my profession, I have got this superseding amal bi ma'roof nahi anil munkar. Wo kaam kaam nahi hai, nabi ka kaam kaam hai. The work of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the original work. And what was his work? Amal bi ma'roof nahi anil munkar. How it affects us. We have the jamaat, tamatud da'wati wa tabligh. Alhamdulillah, may Allah increase the efforts. We had those making islah of the nafs. But we as heads of our homes, as fathers, as uncles, as granddads at home, we are the head of the family. If we see something wrong in our house, it is our duty to stop it and prevent it. So much so that if a person misses one salat in our house, how much of taklif has come to our heart, we should question. A sahabi missed his one salat with jamaat. He cried so much and he made so many thousand rakats of nafil salat to cover up for that one farz with jamaat. And today you and I, we miss our salats, no effect. But if somebody's 10,000 rand is gone or the car is gone, brothers, qiyamah came away in the house. We will tell this person, we will tell that person, you know what happened, there was a robbery there. You know what happened, there was a break in there. And the message will go on like that. And rumors will spread more and more and more fitna will be created in the community. Did we knock at our neighbor Brai? It is Fajr time. Did we give him a ring? It is Fajr time. Get up for Salat and come. This is our duty. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Everyone is a shepherd and you'll be questioned about your flock. The father in the house, the imam of the masjid and his community. And we have a fitna facing us headlong. And this fitna of this new millennium. You know better than me. And especially the message to the youth. May Allah guide them. Because if they use their energies in the wrong way, they are heading headlong for Jahannam and you and I will be questioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibbu li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. What he likes for himself, he should like for his brother. We want Jannat for ourselves. We want good for ourselves. What about our brothers and sisters? Don't look down at the evil. One person asked me, you're going to the prison. How many prisoners there? What is happening there? I said, make dua for them. So much so that it is not nice to point the faults, but a lesson should be taken that you can become a Hafizul Quran, yet you can be involved in sin. There is a Hafizul Quran there. Make dua Allah Ta'ala, guide him by means of the Quran. But a lesson should be taken that ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This world is a prison for a believer. And in a prison, you have to wear a certain uniform. Wake up at 4:30 in the morning. You have to eat a certain food. You don't have so many luxuries. Likewise in this world. Caution yourself. Control yourself. I have heard from one alim. He said Allah Ta'ala gave malaika, the angels, the order of obedience and aql, intelligence. So much of intelligence and obedience that la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum. They do not obey, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1 second. Allah ordered them to make ruku, whole life they make ruku. One sajda, whole life they'll make sajda. Allah Ta'ala gave animal shahwa, haywan shahwat, and Allah Ta'ala made them low. But Allah Ta'ala made insan between them, between the malaika and the haywan. Allah Ta'ala gave insan aql and also gave him shahwat. When he uses that aql and obedience, then he becomes the muqarrab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He supersedes Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly in Mi'raj. And he got the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he conveyed salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiy wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Is our name in the salihin register amongst the pious, among the true believers. And when this man fails to use his intelligence and obedience, and he uses shahwa, worse than animals, he will do X, balhum adal, worse than animals, he will become a shaitan, an agent of Iblis. And Allah Ta'ala will destroy him to do such things which he never think about. Then where is his iman? We have iman, it is our duty, it is our fariza to do the work of Khalifatullah fil ard. If we see a wrong in our society, we should try and stop it. Wa khalifatu rasulihi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has deputed us that if we're doing his work. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam desired to become ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of this work of da'wat ilallah, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is evil. But they were chosen as anbiya, Allah Ta'ala used them in that way. We are doing the work of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Not an easy task, not an easy responsibility. You have to chew the bitter pill, brothers. I may be shouting, I may be crying something out. It may affect myself first. May Allah Ta'ala give me hidayat, my family, and also our youngsters, that don't participate in such evil things. If you know somebody is going to participate, try and hold him back. If you see something wrong in your house, stop it out immediately. وَنَهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, protection from evil. وَخَلِيفَةُ كِتَابِهِ, is the deputy of the kitab of Allah. It is meant here that all the injunctions of the Quran, the whole kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our responsibility of protection. Allah's responsibility is there, but the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, of the a'mal salihah, the good actions, we have to enjoin that in the community. Bring it in the form of jamaat, bring it in the form of salat, bring it in the form of da'wah, bring it in the form of pamphlet, whatever it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must unite our hearts. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant izzah and honor to the Muslims. In Afghanistan, they have formed this jamaat of amal bi ma'roof nahi anil munkar. A special group of ulama and mujahideen to do the work of this amal bi ma'roof nahi anil munkar. And Islamic law prevails. Whatever people may say or the media may say, I have seen this, and you can find out from the ulama who visited Afghanistan that when a Muslim steals, they immediately the law comes into effect, Quranic law. When somebody cheats and deceives, the Quranic law comes. Somebody rapes or murders, Quranic law is affected. And this is the solution for the problems of the world, Quranic law. Solution for South Africa, solution of the world. Till the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has decreed, taraktu feekum amrein, lan tadillu ma in tamassaktum bihima kitabullahi wa sunnati. I leave behind two commands. You will never go astray if you hold fast to it. One is kitabullah, the kalam of Allah. Read it, understand it, and implement it. This is the command of Allah. Quran, paro, Quran, seekho, Quran ke upar amal karo. وَسُنَّتِي, and my teachings and my sunnat. And Hazrat Muhyiddin Sunnah, Lamar Barakatum, Hazrat Mohan Abrar Haq Sahib said, sunnat ke ittiba mein teen khususiyat hai. In following the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have three special qualities. Ittiba mein teen khususiyat hai. Huzur Pak alayhi salatu wasalam ki sahih muhabbat hasil hogi. You will get the true love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when you follow his sunnat. Ittiba of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or ita'atul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib said, naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's way is the only way to jannat. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah through following the sunnat of Nabi Paak alayhi salatu wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our youth, especially in these times of fitna and fasad. and corruption and holidays, and the Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to prepare for the month of Ramadan. And if we don't prepare for the month of Ramadan and go into it straight without preparation, then you will face difficulties and problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to the mujahideen throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipate our brothers and sisters from the prisons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa and cure to all those brothers and sisters sick throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our spiritual ailments as well as our physical ailments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us husnul khatima, a debt on iman and a good debt, inshallah. Then the value of iman will come. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.